listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Somebody should make a remix of that. It's not actually ending. I still don't feel fine.
Oh, it's not actually ending.
It's not really the end of the world, but I don't feel fine. Hey, it's the Biggs and Barr Show. Good morning. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now.
Normally, your Buffalo Bills enthusiasm, Jamie, would irritate me, but I understand how excited you are. It's actually, they won. They're in.
Like, amazing.
Yeah. I might actually like the team if they didn't have that stupid song.
Yeah, it's mostly the song.
Yeah.
And let's be frank, the city. But after that, I have no problem with the players or the organization. The town and the song, though. Needs some work.
6,700 fans sounded like 30,000 on Saturday. Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, they throw themselves through tables in the crowd.
I saw one fellow go through a burnt table and caught on fire. Yes. Not in the crowd.
So casually just mentioned. The big upset of the weekend was the Browns.
Yes.
Over the Steelers. Pretty handily, too.
I don't mind that because Steelers fans are usually pretty arrogant.
Yeah.
With their terrible towels.
And the Browns. If you're a Browns fan, you had nothing to cheer for forever, literally since
they're called the Browns.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
They're from Cleveland.
The ugliest uniform ever invented.
Legendary uniform.
Sure.
Okay, it's still ugly.
Yeah. 18 years since they'd even made the playoffs, and then they get in and...
It's done this week.
I love that the Steelers started 11-0, and then they're out at the hands of the Browns. Yeah. And they were the third seed. It was amazing. But.
So if you're an NFL fan, you got Packers-Rams Saturday at 4:35. Saints-Bucks. Good old Tom Brady there. Hanging in.
Drew Brees, both of them over 40.
Yeah. No, there's a no-hitting the quarterback rule in that game, that's for
sure. They're both wearing red pinnies. Just
Browns run comes to an end against the Chiefs, and then the Ravens are going to beat the Bills.
Who gets more calls in a Breeze-Brady game?
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one. The refs won't know what to do.
They won't know what to
do. Their heads will just explode. And then NHL's back, too. So, big sports week.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Did you watch the scrimmage? Of course you watched the scrimmage, you Leafs.
Yes, I did.
Diehard loser.
Watched the whole thing.
You did?
It's actually quite fun. Old, because I hadn't for a long time, because heard Joe Bowen call a hockey game.
Right.
And he was on TV, which he hasn't been on TV in, 10 years or whatever. Yeah. It was great. It was really fun. They had, a shootout after each period. It's a nice, fun game.
Did you get to see Stutzel skate?
No. Stutzel? I saw when he came out of the ice on Saturday.
Yeah, he's wearing his German national team skates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the German flag on the heel.
It's a real shame. Now I realize the Sens had 9,000 fans a game last year. Yeah. But it's a shame that no one's going to be able to go and watch this amazing young team go out and do something.
Hey, eventually.
Eventually, of course. Yeah.
Let them out their first year where they figure stuff out. Next year when they're really flying.
Yeah.
Then you'll sell some tickets. All right. So you got some stuff to watch, at least, Jay. If you
thank Christ.
If you care about sports.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Premier Doug Ford is warning that, quote, turbulent waters lie ahead in the fight against COVID-19. It says modeling of the data that's expected to be released tomorrow does not look good. You may have heard on the weekend that the new numbers would make us fall off our chairs.
Yes.
So hopefully we don't fall off our chairs into these turbulent waters.
Well, it's been pretty smooth so far, Jason, so hopefully.
There's a good chance we'll drown if we do that.
Yeah, that is true.
Now, he says the healthcare system is on the brink of being overwhelmed. So people need to do all they can to limit their contacts and stop the spread of the virus. I'm not sure how many times this can be reiterated. They said they're working on vaccinating people quickly, but mass inoculation won't happen until April, May, and June. Now, it could be faster if they allowed private companies to administer the vaccination as opposed to having the government control all of the rollout.
Oh, you mean like
a
flu shot?
So you could just pay for it.
Yeah. Well, even if it was free, just have
more people to
more places doing it would make sense that if there were more places, more people could get it. Anyway,
I do not envy any level of government.
Oh, no.
Right
no.
now. I mean, why? We're running out of vaccines. Well, why not? Well, because, the companies are giving us, but they paid more and got more. Yeah. But if we had paid more, why'd you pay so much for vaccines? We're broke.
It's a tough spot.
And now this isn't war times by any means, but kind of in a sense, you're a war against the virus. But they took the job knowing there was going to be tough decisions. I don't think they anticipated these tough decisions.
No.
Officials in Quebec say the first weekend of new tough measures, including their nightly curfew, has seen thousands of dollars worth of fines handed out to protesting residents. Just in Gatineau, cops handed out 21 tickets and 19 warnings on Saturday night. So
commentators say that the people of Quebec don't take rules as rules. They take them as suggestions.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
The NFL's divisional round matchup's all set. Cleveland Browns didn't have too much trouble beating Pittsburgh Steelers 48-35. They'll take on the Kansas City Chiefs. New Orleans and Baltimore also winners yesterday. Saints will play the Buccaneers. So the Bills will play the Ravens. And the other matchup, Packers will take on the Rams. Raptors lost again. They lost to the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry only scored 11 points. He basically took the night off.
Yeah.
They were like, they still couldn't do it.
Was he kicking the ball in the net?
He might have. Yeah. Mainly cloudy today. Maybe some flurries this afternoon. And a high of -1. And it's pretty much going to be cloudy for the next 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
So
I trust it completely.
Well, on Friday, you may recall, I kept giving the forecast as given to me by Environment Canada, our government weather resource, as mainly cloudy. But as of sunset on Friday, I still had not seen a cloud. So
it's mainly except for where you are. Maybe everywhere else.
Maybe it was. I mean, I didn't travel. I stayed in my home. But over my home, which is in Ottawa, not a cloud. Not one. Like a total blue sky.
Yeah, it was nice. Until it got dark.
And then at night, so many stars.
Yeah.
Like, it was, look at this. This is amazing. Anyway, right now it's -6, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On Shea 106.
Well, Dougie Line absolutely on fire this weekend. So we will make sure we will feature some of your phone calls. Thank you so much. Call the Dougie Line anytime you want. 216-3849. So that's coming up. Also, who would have thought that storming your Capitol and beating a police officer to death would maybe have consequences?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Isn't this America?
Yeah. I thought it was the land of the free.
Yeah, home
of the gun toters.
So we'll play a great little clip of a MAGA fella who's real upset that life has consequences.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So American politics, pretty hot as always. Especially since they stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
Democrats looking to impeach Trump again. They've asked Pence to invoke the 25th.
I don't think they're going to do that.
No, they said there's not enough time. Yeah. It's too clumsy.
And they only have like 10 days left?
Yeah. They're just worried about what he's going to do in the 10 days.
Sure.
And they want to make sure he can't run again.
Right.
A whole bunch of other reasons. But
that's the bigger one.
So an impeachment would nix that idea, right?
Yeah, you can't run ever again. If you can. So, but anyways, regardless. So as they identify the people involved in the Capitol Hill assault,
which is not tough because a lot of them were going directly to the mainstream news cameras and looking it right in the lens.
Yeah. I'm John Smith and I just...
And they've also posted on their own social media
selfies of themselves
like that, you know,
sitting in the Senate and Pelosi's office. So most of the main guy, like most of the really out there guys have been arrested.
The guy who took the stand got arrested.
Yeah, he did.
I was fine with letting him go. He made me laugh enough.
Apparently he's a big piece.
Is he? Yeah. Damn, that one picture doesn't look like
No, he looks like he's got such a, yeah, like yeah. a great dude. Nice smile.
Apparently he's not.
As he's carrying the podium out of, of the Capitol. But lesser known, I mean, I guess more background folk, people that did break the law, not just people who went to protest.
You're allowed to protest. Sure.
There was thousands of people there who were just yelling and screaming, but not breaking in and beating police officers to death. But the ones that were involved are now getting thrown on like no-fly lists and they're getting like arrested and stuff. And there's a video of a guy finding out in the airport. And this is probably a guy who's called a whole bunch of people snowflakes.
Yeah.
And this is his reaction here.
I love every single one of you, but this is what they do to us. This is what they kick me off the plane. They call me a terrorist, and they want to fucking ruin my life.
So,
he sounds like a tough guy.
Does sound like a tough guy.
Call me a carrot.
What?
He called me a Karen is what he says.
No, terrorist.
Terrorist.
They call me a terrorist.
Terrorist.
You think you call me a carrot?
You don't get thrown off a plane for being a Karen.
I know that.
Oh, a Karen.
A Karen.
I thought you said carrot.
No,
I was like, why would they call him a carrot?
I thought that first, too.
Yeah.
See, now you see why it was really funny to me, because I thought he was getting upset that people were calling him a Karen.
No, they call him a terrorist. They wouldn't let him fly. He's on a no-fly list.
Yeah. Totally.
They called me a Karen.
All right, yeah.
Terrorist.
He said Karen.
No, I could see how you would think
like
that.
The people, as he was getting off the plane, were like, Karen!
Yeah.
And then
there's some other videos of them actually getting pulled off planes, like, and people crazy cheering on the planes and stuff.
What we have to try and remember in this is that the majority of America, sure, reasonable human beings.
Oh, for sure.
Just want to get on with their lives.
Yeah.
You
yeah
know? They just
yeah
want things to go back to normal. Just want to live and be fairly content.
Yeah.
And I would even,
like the rest of us,
I would even go as far to say as the 75 million that voted for Trump, probably 70 million are pretty average.
Sure. Just Republicans.
Republicans who just
yeah
believe more conservative values and voted for the party that has their value.
Yeah.
Having a different idea from someone else doesn't make you a bad person.
No.
Beating a cop to death does, though.
Yes, yeah,
that
sure
does make
that
you
would
a,
qualify
that makes you a bad person. But anyways, it's going to be an exciting 10 days and thereafter, yeah, I'm sure. A lot of chatter about violence not being finished. So.
Not on social media from Trump, though, because
no,
he's been banned.
He's been banned from everywhere.
Everything.
Even Pornhub banned him.
Yeah.
Everywhere except OnlyFans. Yeah,
so. He's got to pay for his legal fees somehow.
I guess yeah so.
Hey, you want to see some fat orange ass?
I don't.
Or he just has people pay to hear him spiel garbage.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Hey.
People would.
He could set up his own site. I'm
yeah
sure and do that. But we'll see. All right, let's hope everyone stays safe.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, a range of topics this weekend. We'll talk about a few later. Right now, a guy has a question about milk.
Yeah.
So here, listen.
Hey, Biggs and Barr and Pasty. I listen to you guys every day. I just have a question for you guys. Do you think we could live on just drinking milk? So I thought about it and I tried. For the past week, I've been drinking nothing but milk. Feel great. Gained a few pounds, though.
Much milk?
But yeah, just a question. Anyway, you guys are hilarious.
All right. He said drinking nothing but milk, but yeah, was he eating too?
I don't know.
Well, the question was,
can you survive?
Hey, Biggs and Barr, yeah, and Pasty.
Sorry.
I listen to you guys there.
All right, yeah.
I just have a question for you guys. Do you think we could live on just drinking milk?
Yeah, just. Okay.
I see
just milk.
Yeah, just
no,
milk.
No, it just, yeah, well, yeah, let's tackle it. Like, of course you can survive if you eat a full diet and just drink milk.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you just drink milk.
I looked it up. Yeah. Adult humans cannot survive for long on a diet of cow's milk alone. Yeah. We're not babies.
We're not
like,
supposed to really, right? Cows and babies is all milk.
Now, yeah, would you'd still be able to do probably like the 60 days you could do with just water because there's enough hydration in milk. So it would be more of lack of other things, right?
60 days? Without food, just
water.
I
thought you could survive for 60 days on average with just fresh water. Something like that. I know it's a long time.
Suck.
I don't think it's 60 days.
No food, 6-7 days, right? Tops, I think. No food or water.
Well, then how?
30 to 40 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a bit over.
You'd be in trouble after that. Do you think maybe this fella has some unresolved issues from his childhood, or with the desire for milk? Or he just likes trying things.
Yeah, man. Maybe he's just trying.
Like, he seemed happy enough.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a beverage in the fridge I would reach for less than milk.
What about chocolate milk?
That would beat milk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, if I've never, ever, I can't remember the last time I was walking over the fridge being like, man, I want a cup of milk.
No.
Like, never.
I had a bowl of cereal last week.
Right.
Like I was saying I got Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
For the first time in 10 plus years.
Right.
And that was like probably the first time I've drinking like milk.
Yeah.
Untrue. You guys made me, well, I offered to eat that hot sauce one time, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I went and pounded a bunch of like probably spoiled milk in the work fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, yeah, never mind then.
That was a fun day.
Never mind.
No, but willingly.
Willingly, yeah.
Without extenuating circumstances. No, I'm not keen on milk.
There's adults who love it, though, like grown-ass adults.
I do like it in cereal. Like,
sure.
Because it's covered in sugar, and then you can drink the end part of it. It's delicious.
I take a little of my coffee, but I mean, like, to just drink like a glass of milk.
Nah.
Never.
Milk is always a bad choice for me.
But yeah, cheese all day, every day.
Oh, sure. Like, I love cheese.
I'll eat myself to death.
Well, it's not a dairy thing. It's just like a...
Yeah.
Like, my wife thinks it's crazy that as a kid, I would have, like, spaghetti and a glass of milk for dinner.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I would have that.
But, like, you know, yeah. Sure. It must have been a British thing.
Yeah.
You have a glass of milk with dinner growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Never. Yeah. It was a breakfast thing. That's it.
Not like 2% milk either. Like homogenized
milk.
Really?
Yeah. Almost like cream. Like it was just.
Oh, wow.
Like how my heart hasn't exploded yet. I don't know. It must be because it's so cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once it heats up, you're done.
That's it.
Then you be you.
Can't exercise too much.
Yeah.
We got to make sure Jason never feels good about anything.
Yeah.
Then his heart will explode and just milk ooze out from every orifice.
Full on milk.
Jason, there's white stuff coming out of your nose. Yeah, oh, no. I saw a picture of a puppy. And that's it. He's
it.
All right. Well, yeah. So you can. Simple answer.
Well, you can for a while.
Yeah, a while, sure.
But not for a long time.
For extended time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo. Text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't. But we'll answer fast.
Text your questions. We answer as many as we can.
Do you make a wish at 11:11 or 12:34? I don't do either.
No.
Both.
You wish both?
Yeah,
when
sure.
You
why
noticed?
Not? Life sucks. Some little fun things. You know what I mean? Give you a little smile for like
what do you wish
six
for?
Seconds.
Yeah,
I can't tell you. That won't come true.
It won't come true anyway.
Yeah, I mean.
You never know.
Not because you wished for it.
You don't know that, though.
I do.
Anyway, I don't know. I wish for different things.
Okay.
From time to time.
Thanks for expanding.
I notice 11. What did I say? I notice 11:11 a lot. A lot. I notice 11:11, 7:11 all the time, and 9:11.
Right.
Because 911, 7:11, very convenient time. And then 11:11.
I had to slip a stupid joke in there.
Eh? No, that's true.
What's the best and worst about living in Ottawa so far?
I don't know.
It's been a year and a half, and it's been COVID for most of it, so we haven't.
But to be honest, it's not really any different than anywhere else I've lived.
Yeah,
in the province of Ontario.
I guess the worst would be that we haven't been able to really experience the city as much as we'd like to because of COVID.
But that would be regardless of where we live, because of COVID, right? So,
The roads, they're not great.
There's some rough ones.
Yeah, there's some bad roads.
But that's
winter roads.
I've played hockey once in the last.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all personal because of COVID.
So it'd be tough for us to answer that accurately.
My neighbor's boys and some of their friends, age 10 to 12, keep tormenting my dogs by lighting off firecrackers. I asked them to stop, but they won't. So I challenged them to a snowball fight. Any expert advice from Jamie on the best way to hit a little kid in the face with a snowball?
Yeah, as we all know, you have no qualms about doing that.
Because just over the Christmas break there, you hit a 3-year-old in the face.
Right in the face.
Smashed him right in the face right with the snowball.
The sidearm, too.
Yeah.
Pack your snowballs tight.
Just general.
One of the worst things,
snowball rules.
Yeah. You don't want your snowball exploding as you throw it.
No.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So the other day, I was out barbecuing. If I may, and I said... to my wife, I knocked on the window. I said, tell me which board to hit on my fence, which was across the yard. I missed it by like an inch. So from like 60 feet away.
You just told a story about how you didn't hit something?
Yeah, but I was like, but it would have hit a human. Like, you know what I mean? I was talking about a fence board. I'm pretty good snowball throw.
I was wondering when there was self-realization about you hitting a fence 10 feet from you.
Don't get in a snowball fight with me.
Okay.
I'll win.
All right. Hey, guys, I live in Gatineau, but work in Ottawa. If I have to work late one day and don't make it back before 8, can I stay at your place?
No.
No, I'm going to say no on that.
It's against the rules.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're just going to have to sleep in your car right at the one side of the bridge. That's it.
Man. Can you wait? Like, what?
I think you'll be fine.
I hope police are being reasonable.
Well, they are. We have people next door to us who live in Quebec and come here for 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they had warnings and also fines. I imagine the warnings for people who... Not everyone pays attention to the news like we do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's our job. But they had warnings for other people. And then I guess the belligerent ones, they gave fines to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that would make sense. I mean, like, we're up before. If the curfew comes to Ontario.
Yeah.
Which it's probably going to happen. They are, I mean, we're up and out of the house before we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
If we're even still allowed to come to work then, I don't know.
I'm not sure how effective the curfew will be, to be honest.
I don't think anything's been effective.
No, nothing's been effective. Because those who have a brain and realize that we need to do this for the good of everyone and the quicker we can get back to things, whether you agree with the severity of the illness or not, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're already doing it.
Yeah.
The people who are objecting to it just because you give them a curfew, not going to make an iota or a shred of difference.
No.
Not one. Just a bit of a tax grab.
You think, a little bit of cat, a little bit of money there?
I guess.
Maybe scare a few people into it because they can't afford
tactic,
it. Yeah. All right, well.
I don't think it's going to work.
Like I said, I saw that commentator, especially Quebec, said the people of Quebec only take laws as suggestions. So let's see how well it goes. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Biggs and Barr Show.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
$40 million on the line.
Ooh.
Potentially. Five questions, 30 seconds to answer them all. You can pass to come back to any question, but your first answer for each question is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Who we got?
We got Glenn on the phone.
Glenn.
Good morning, lads.
Good morning. How are you feeling on this fine Monday?
Just wonderful.
Really? What are you up to? What are you doing?
I'm at work.
Oh, wow. Already? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Secret, I fix things.
Secret government stuff?
I fix things.
Okay. No.
He's a fixer.
He's a fixer.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Glenn.
We know who to call then. All right, Glenn, your time will begin after I read the first question. What American city is home to the Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, Bulls, and Bears pro sports teams?
Chicago.
What band's Nevermind album hit number one 29 years ago today?
Pass.
Ooh. Who do the AFC East champion Buffalo Bills play this weekend?
Baltimore.
What do you call a geometric shape with five sides?
Tetragon.
Would you rather play polo or water polo?
Water polo.
What band's Nevermind album hit number one 29 years ago today? All right. Clearly you did not win, Glenn.
Out of time, Glenn.
I had to pass on one. I didn't get the answer. So we'll go over your answers, but we'll let you go.
Maybe you can try a Glenn next time.
That was bad.
That was, like, brutal.
That was a terrible pun. All right. Would you rather play polo or water polo? Did you say water polo?
Yeah.
I'd agree with that, but the answer here says polo. Horse riding can be tough, though.
Awful.
Yeah, well, so it's polo.
Just tread water again. Yeah. Oh, the amount of strength and, like, I would drown 100%.
Two gallops.
It's an awful sport.
Two gallops down a field, your back would snap in half and you would die. So, like, both are bad. What do you call a geometric shape with five sides? I don't remember what he said.
He said like a tetragon.
Is it a hexagon?
It's a pentagon.
Oh, a pentagon. Hex is six?
Yes, Chris.
Who do the AFC champion, East champion Buffalo Bills play this weekend? He said Baltimore. He was right.
Yeah.
What band's Nevermind album hit number one 29 years ago today? It was Nirvana. He had no idea. And then what American city is home to the Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, Bulls, and Bears pro sports teams? It was indeed Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around.
Played quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
So that's our new spot.
That's it?
Yeah. All right, okay. Chicago. Okay. Well, sorry, Glenn. You lost. So no $1 million for us each.
No.
Which is really all that matters. But we'll try again tomorrow morning.
It really is.
Yeah, it really matters.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
A lot of range on that Dougie Line. I mean, that's what it's for, though, right? You can leave any message you want ever.
Anything.
At 216-3849, anytime. I mean, we had a guy ask a question about milk. We got some curfew and lockdown questions coming up. And then this guy just wants to fight us all, but also loves us. It's really weird.
Very strange. Listen.
Biggs, Barr, Jamie, I have a message for you.
And also, I think you, Chris Biggs, I'd like to fight you because I like fighting people who are bigger than me. I'll make an example out of you.
Well, you'd have to beat me. Wouldn't he need to make an example out of me?
He would.
Yes.
I would think that's the nature of it. Yeah. Yeah.
I am a retired professional fighter, so I don't know if that's...
You were never professional.
I don't know if that's a great choice.
Was the nature of the event.
I don't know if that's a good choice on your part. That's all I'm saying, as a retired fighter.
That's fair. Yeah, you're a retired
I mean, I don't have a victory under my belt. In the ring.
Yeah.
In life, a couple.
All right.
But not in the ring.
He goes on.
Yeah.
Jason Barr, stop being so negative. You motherfucker.
Oh, you mean realistic?
You're such a negative human being. And you know what? Life ain't that bad. Jamie?
Wait. Jason's just not going to put flowers on your pile of crap.
No.
Okay.
I think I've said that exact phrase, that life's not that bad. You'll be all right.
Yeah. He says it all the time.
Yeah.
He's just not gonna spray perfume on your on your garbage. You know what I mean? He's just not gonna do it.
If it's garbage, it's garbage, and he's gonna act like it's garbage.
Even when it's the easier path, Jason will not take it.
No, not usually.
If he doesn't think there's poop on it. If he thinks there's poop on it.
Yeah.
You know? That's all it is. He's not overly negative.
He's just realistic.
He's And if you leave him alone.
Do I hope things turn out all?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're not. You don't want everyone to die.
Will they?
Yeah. And if you just leave him alone.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's fine. That's all he wants to be, is left alone.
COVID's right. Best thing ever happened to him.
To be honest, aside from the actual virus, I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie?
Yeah.
I'd like to play one-on-one hockey with you because I'd make an example out of you as well.
What is one-on-one hockey?
What,
just shootouts?
Just one-on-one, like a battle, like, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Any day, anytime.
Okay.
Hell, put on the boxing gloves.
It's the fight again.
I'll f-ing make an example out of you.
This guy really
little
would.
Boy. You little boy, paint.
Wow,
you.
This guy really wants to.
Paint. Yeah. Choda. Whatever the f*** you want to call yourself.
Jamie.
Thanks for doing such a great show every day, though.
What?
I really love listening to you guys' show. You're the best. Thanks.
That's so cute.
Willie from Orleans.
Willie.
Well, thanks, Willie.
Hello, Willie from Orleans. All right, buddy. I want to fight all of you, but I love you.
Yeah, but thanks.
I'm not even mad at him, I don't think.
I
think it's fine. I think
everyone's having a tough time, no?
Yeah.
Sounds like the kind of guy who's going to get real mad, put you in a headlock, and give you a kiss.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
This question's for Jamie. Jason, I believe, said.
Okay.
It. I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm pissed they lost, but I'm not arrogant, so can you please apologize to me? Earlier in the show, you said that.
I just made a generalization. Steelers. Obviously, there are exceptions.
Yeah.
Just like the Habs.
Steelers fans are pretty arrogant. Yeah.
Like most Habs fans are terrible
super
people.
Arrogant, but some of my best friends are Habs fans.
Worst people.
So, I mean, it can show.
Worst.
Shows that we can all get along.
Such terrible people.
Yeah.
Just especially Hab 58.
Yeah.
Just texted him.
Yeah.
Just
Did you just touch my bum? No, we didn't.
No, can't reach you from here.
It's not us. I don't really pay attention to much of the lockdown over there in Quebec. I know they have a curfew, but what else is there we should maybe be expecting to happen to us here in Ontario?
Well, we're all going to have to change our name to the same thing. They haven't revealed it yet.
Right.
It's going to
be.
We're all going to have to wear one uniform.
Yep. I just hope it's not Keith.
That's right. No, it won't be Keith.
I don't want to be Keith.
No, it's more of an androgynous name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
for men and women.
Realistic Jamie. Answer. Curfew.
Yeah, it could be Jamie.
Curfew, only curbside.
Yeah.
Everything closed, like fully closed, except for curbside, by grocery stores and pharmacies. And
so like here.
And they tweak the essential worker list. Like they bump a few people off it that probably aren't actually essential.
Yeah.
Like us.
And they're going to make sure that you're tucked into your bed at night right at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's it. They will have a government official in a hazmat suit at your home at 8 p.m. and they will make sure to tuck you in and pat you on the head.
How do you feel about no hockey or...
On outdoor rinks?
Outdoor rinks. I'm outraged. Oh, they're just trying to stop people from...
These are only government-run rinks.
Yeah, yeah, like, you can... Yeah,
there's a rink around the corner from me where people have been playing hockey on it for several weeks, and every time I pass by it, they're always keeping apart. Like, most people are following the rules and being smart about
right.
it.
Right,
yeah.
You know, you can't stop people from doing everything. It's a big rink. Kids skate on it. It's fine.
Yeah.
What do you wish you understood better? I wish I understood how investing in my youth. Like, I wish
okay.
I had.
Okay, yeah.
Wish, you know, when I was, I made pretty good money in my 20s just because I ended up at a radio station that, whatever. Anyways, I made some good dough, and I didn't do anything with it, and now I wish I had.
What do you mean? You bought a bunch of cool stuff?
Yeah, a bunch of garbage. Yeah,
that's not doing nothing.
You probably sell
you're
some
20,
of it on,
you're an idiot.
On eBay or Kijiji or something.
I don't have any of it anymore. I sold all of it a long time ago, but just dumb stuff, just. Do you shop at a specific grocery store normally, or do you just choose the most convenient one at the time? Usually the most convenient one would be the same one.
Well, I go to Costco because they have things I need for bulk convenience. But there are a couple other grocery stores that I will frequent, and I'm not going to tell you where they are because they're very sparsely populated.
Oh, they're your secret little stash store. Plus, you don't want the mob swarming trying to get your autograph and stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, we don't want that happening. I have the local one real close that we do for convenience, and then I have the one we actually really like. Sure. Like, not that we dislike the local one. It's just small. We live in a smaller town, so. But yeah. Jamie, you just...
Foodland, baby.
Yeah.
You're really emphatic about that.
Yeah,
you love it.
Yeah, my local one's a Foodland, too. It's a great
does
place.
Does it have a great parking lot? Because I know you send your wife in for groceries.
Yeah.
It has a great parking lot.
Send her into the Lions Den while you just sit in the car.
Yeah, yeah. It's at a great row at the back where I can, no one ever parks there, so I can back into the spot and I can see her come up and like, I can pull up and do a burnout like a spy movie. Get in!
And you can watch.
Get in, it's COVID!
You can watch everybody in the parking lot from there, right?
100%.
Yeah.
With your Parm Pepsi and a peep, right?
Yeah, that's
your
move.
Yeah. If you don't know, Jamie likes chicken parm more than anything, so he gets one while his wife goes shopping.
Yeah.
He gets a Pepsi and he just sits in the parking lot, eats and peeps people. Yeah. So we call him his
I haven't had chicken parm in 5 weeks.
How are you alive?
Are a liar.
You I am not,
you're
a liar.
Not
had chicken parm
you're
in 5 weeks.
You're a liar.
Weeks. Why? Why
How
are you depriving
you,
yourself?
Why?
Look me in the eyes.
I'm looking
I
in the eyes.
I have not had it in
what
5 weeks. I don't know.
Why?
Have I gone crazy? Has COVID got me?
Yeah.
Has COVID got me finally? Well,
why have you deprived yourself
I don't know.
Of this luxury you love?
That's like if I said I stopped breathing for 5 weeks. Jamie,
jeez,
go get yourself a parm.
I'm gonna get two on the way home.
Yeah, you damn
two
right.
Two different places.
Yeah, yeah. Attaboy. Get right. on that.
All right, thanks guys for your support.
Yeah, do it.
Man.
Don't deprive yourself, man. Life's too short for that.
Yeah. It's true.
That's your thing. That's
it
your
is.
Gym.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on it.
While you're at it, bring a couple for me and Chris. Yeah.
Pick us up someone. Let's make it a chicken parm party.
All right.
With social distancing, I don't touch you. Please don't touch my silverware. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show. On Shea 106.
All right, it's time to play Best Phone Line Wins.
Yeah.
A shot at $40 million with our lottery pack. And all you got to do is call and have the clearest phone line. 750-1061.
That's it. Let's go. Let's
and
go
now remember, we're going to hurt some feelings.
We might.
We'll see. Hi, good morning. It's Shea. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Derek.
Oh, Derek.
Derek, not the worst.
Not the worst phone line,
close
Derek.
Close to the worst.
A bit muddy, though.
Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Okay,
you
hold
can
on.
Stay on.
Yeah,
hold
yeah,
on.
Don't, yeah,
don't yeah, yeah, I will. I will. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. See?
You're right.
There, a little, it's not
when
great.
He got excited, it diminished.
Yeah. Not great.
I don't think it'll hold. But.
Hi, good morning, Biggs and Barr Show. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Wes.
I think that's worse than Derek's.
Wes,
sorry, Wes.
We can tell you're on a Bluetooth, buddy. Don't call us from your Bluetooth.
All right. Sorry, Wes. Going to let you go.
Sorry, Wes.
Your first day?
Line three.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, get out of here.
Worst one yet.
Out of here.
Sorry, man.
Stop cleaning your aquarium when you call us.
I don't know what that means.
It means he's underwater.
Oh, okay.
Sort of a weak reference. It wasn't a good one.
Nope.
Hi, good morning. Best call wins. Who's this? Hello.
Good morning, it's Adam.
Adam.
What? Do we have a phrase they can say today?
Quebec curfew is the best.
Okay.
Okay, say that.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Okay,
never
mind. You know what?
All right, line two.
Maybe his phone line was so bad.
So far, Derek's still the winner.
That's crazy. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Curfew is the best.
Sorry, what?
Quebec curfew is the best.
No.
Mm. No. What's your name?
It's like really thin.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's Guy.
Guy?
All right, Guy.
Yep.
Guy.
Yeah.
We're going to let you go, Guy. You seem like a good guy.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Not great either.
He also spoke before he was spoken to.
Well, I mean, he was excited. He got excited. Come on. Hi, good morning. Biggs and Barr shows his best line wins. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Maggie.
That's pretty good. Maggie's line's pretty good. We're going to have to hold on, Maggie. Don't go anywhere. Let's go back to Derek.
Hi, Derek. Say something. Say Quebec's lockdown rocks or something. I don't know. I don't remember what it is.
Quebec's lockdown rocks.
Okay, hold on.
Keep them there.
Let's go back to Maggie again.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi.
Yeah, Maggie's way sharper. Sorry, Maggie.
Derek. Maggie's phone line's better than yours. Yeah. Gotta let you go.
Gotta set your drift.
All right. One more?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hi, good morning, Biggs and Barr Show. This is the best phone line wins.
Quebec curfew is the best.
No, you're not beating Maggie.
It's not as good as Maggie's.
You're on Bluetooth.
But thanks, man.
You're never gonna win this contest on Bluetooth.
Apparently, someone argued with us. Apparently, they won on Bluetooth.
Yeah, it really just depends on the connection.
Fake news. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey there. Quebec's curfew is the best.
Wow.
That's a pretty good phone line, too. What's your name?
My name's Sarah.
All right, Sarah.
We're going to have a...
Okay, hold on, Sarah. We're going to check back with Maggie.
Yeah. Hey, Maggie.
Oh, there's Maggie now.
Maggie?
Yes?
Oh.
I don't know.
Neither are like a 10, you know? They're both nines. They're both... I don't even know. They're going to have to say 7.5, maybe.
All right. Well, you have to get a new phrase then.
Okay. Well, you think
how about
one.
You say the Biggs and Barr Show is the best thing to happen to Ottawa ever?
The Biggs and Barr Show is the best thing to happen to Ottawa ever.
Okay.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Right.
That's pretty sharp.
Let's go to Sarah.
Pretty sharp.
Your turn to say the Biggs and Barr Show is the best thing to happen to Ottawa ever.
The Biggs and Barr Show is the best thing to happen to Ottawa ever.
Definitely Sarah's line is better.
This line?
Yeah, I would say.
I would have said the other
I would have said
sure.
the other as
really?
Well.
Cool. Maybe,
sure.
maybe my ears are broken. Let's go back again.
Let's go back.
Well, I have to. There's discrepancy.
We have two prizes we can give out. Do you want to give a consolation?
Now you're just complicating.
Okay.
Hey, now you're making a best two phone lines win.
All right. Well, one more.
Hi.
One more.
Say it again. Say how great we are.
Oh, you guys are the best.
Ah, no.
Okay. Now your phone line's awful, but you seem like a nice person.
Another one in the mix? What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
We can't even figure out the two, Jason.
No. Well, let's take one more.
Why are you still taking phone lines?
Why not?
Good morning. It's Shay.
Easy. Good morning.
Wow.
I think that might be the best one yet.
I don't. I'm all confused now.
What's your name?
What's my name? My name is Scott.
Scott.
Oh, it's pretty tight. No, Jamie? What?
No, Maggie's still the best.
Maggie's still the best?
Easy.
Hold on. I don't know whether to like him or hate him. But... All right.
Hi.
There's Maggie again.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
See, there's
a... There's a bit of hiss on the end of that one.
Go to Sarah one more time.
All right, Sarah. There's Sarah now.
Sarah?
Yes. Mine is the best because I'm with Rogers.
See, it was... Oh. That's a good tactic.
Yeah.
See, that one... Sarah's definitely better than Maggie's.
It's clear. Yeah. It's Yeah, but it's also a little muddy. It's weird. It's like muffled, but not. But,
this has already been 3 minutes longer than it should have been.
All right, fine. Then pick one. I don't care.
Let's go to Scott. Scott, hi.
Hi.
No. Scott's gone.
I think it's Sarah.
Right, give it to you, Sarah. All right,
Sarah's
whatever.
Winner.
Congratulations. Man, this was tough today.
It was.
That was real tough. You got yourself a $100 prize pack for Lotto Max, which could be worth $40 million, okay?
Who did? I did? Yeah, Sarah, you did. Yes, I'll take it. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on, yeah.
Man, we've never had one that tight.
No.
That was a tough one.
It was very tight.
Thank you for your patience if you stuck around. I mean, none of us probably would have, but maybe you did.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah, real busy weekend. Call us anytime, please, with anything you ever want to discuss.
613-216-3849, 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y.
Answering machine works 24 hours a day. A guy had a question or a theory about Quebec, right? And the fines?
Yeah.
Okay, here, listen.
Hi, guys. I'd just like to make a comment about this curfew in Quebec, where the fines are up to $6,000. where the heck do they get these figures? Like, they give me a $6,000 fine, which I don't have. They're going to have to put me in jail for a year, and it's going to cost them $200,000 to keep me. Duh. Where's the logic in that? Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Well, I agree there's logic. I don't know how long they put you in jail for.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
May not be a year.
And it's up to $6,000 fines. Yeah. It's really just another scare tactic to try to keep you at home. Because a lot of people are not staying home. I don't know how many people got the max fine. And I don't think you have to pay it on the spot or they put you in prison. I'm like pretty sure you got some time to
Jason get just the money read, together. Right? Yeah. 21 tickets, 19 warnings. So some people are getting, come on, get back.
Yeah. Get inside. Get inside.
And then I guess the ones that are belligerent about it will get the ticket.
Then we got another call. We are assuming to the wrong number, but I think it's a message that needs to get out there. So here, listen.
Hi, it's Ken here. Got your number. We're under lockdown at Edgewood right now. But we're trying to collaborate as best as possible. Big issue is trying to get food supplies from Loblaws, like drink mix and things like that. Toilet paper, bird food, that type of thing. Nothing else immediate other than chocolates and this, that, and the other thing for everybody sort of thing. Anyway, that's it for now. I've got your number. Thanks. Bye.
That's an odd combination.
Yeah.
Drink mix.
Right.
Toilet paper and bird food. And I think near the end said chocolates.
Chocolates, I think he did say that as well.
This is a personal list. Like he wants drink mix.
Yeah.
He's out of toilet paper and he's getting nervous or getting low. And he likes feeding the birds while eating chocolate. Yeah. I mean,
have you guys?
Personal list.
Jason, you could do it because you live in the woods. Chris, you could do it because you've got a pretty private backyard.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever set up a bird feeder in your thing?
I got a bird feeder. Yeah, sure. We got a bird feeder.
Like you could sit and watch birds for hours.
Yeah. I don't need to.
It's peaceful.
Yeah, I don't need to set them up because, I mean, like, we have trees all around us. They just fly in there. They're nature's bird feeders.
I'm a 45-year-old man, right? So I'm right in the, like, in that middle zone between, like, thinking I'm a young man and thinking I'm, like, not a young man anymore. Yeah. You know, I'm in that, like, phase. And I've caught myself doing things that I would have made fun of myself doing 10
like
years
what?
Ago.
Like what?
Watching birds.
What's wrong with watching birds?
No, but I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with it. I've learned to appreciate it. But I, like 10 years ago, I've been like, look at these losers watching birds.
Oh, they're still losers.
What a waste of time. But me now, I walk up to my back, and like, oh, we got ourselves a cardinal today. I'll turn to my house and be like, hey, we got a cardinal. Like, what?
But you're just noticing birds. Like, I notice birds. If I see, like, I have this big blue jay that lands on the tree. Yeah. It's massive. It's almost the size of a crow. I've never seen a blue jay this big. I'm like, blue jay's back. But I'll just notice the bird. I don't go out of my way looking for birds.
No, I'm not in the woods with goggles tracking birds down. Like, I'm not doing that.
Like, there's
I'm
bird
in the woods
watchers.
A lot. Yeah.
Losers. And then there's bird noticers. And most of us are just bird noticers.
Right.
Oh, look at that bird.
But, I mean, I get excited by it now.
Sure. Well, if you set up a nice feeder with maybe some sunflower seeds and other seeds for the finches and maybe some nice suet and then maybe a woodpecker will come down and then some peanuts for the
squirrels. Saw a little woodpecker the other day. He got real excited.
I had one pecking at my house.
Did you? Hey, right? Heard out of your house.
Probably hurt his beak because it was brick.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's brick. Yeah, not. He's not the smart one. He's not going to make it.
What are you doing, dummy?
He's not going to make it. Anyway. But yeah. Anyways.
There's birds everywhere.
Are there?
I noticed a lot of birds.
Birds.
You know where
just
they
watch them. There's no bird. Just look at the birds
in the sky.
Yeah, usually, sometimes in trees, hop it along the back fence. Just saying, it's a peaceful activity.
It is.
If we were doing a television interview right now, you would be obvious statement guy.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what have you noticed about the birds, Jamie?
Oh, they have wings and fly.
There's birds everywhere.
Yeah, there's birds. You know, there's birds all over. And they need to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, hon, come to the window. There's a blue jay.
A loser. A giant loser. Sorry. Anyways, if you want more facts about birds, Jamie's your man.
I'll tell you, if you see a finch and it's bright yellow, that's a male.
Yeah. Yeah. All the more colorful birds are males. It's like the most obvious
thing. So there you go. You know bird facts.
I didn't say I didn't know bird facts. I just don't say the obvious ones.
Oh, there's birds everywhere.
Yeah.
You think I'll move to Alberta?
A lot of them in the skies.
All right.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions. Preferably one or two, not about birds. But, I mean, have you ever seen somebody let a wild bird eat seed out of their mouth? Yeah. Oh,
yes.
I've fed
out of their mouth?
Yeah. On the internet.
Yeah, on the internet, on TV or whatever.
Like, people put seed on their, like, tongues and birds come and eat it?
They fill it up like.
Like you would with, like, a water. Come and land on your face. I bet you a couple of trails around here, the finches are real friendly. Like, they'll come eat right out of your
hand. Yeah,
I bet you if you did it with your mouth and you stood there long enough, they'd come do it, for sure. They don't care.
Are we going to be on curfew? Maybe. Now, before you get all upset about it, will it affect you in any way? Will it affect me? No.
It might affect some people.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
If you work hours that aren't in those times.
But that won't matter because you work.
No, no, but I'm just saying you might get pulled over occasionally and they'd be like, what are you doing? And I'm going home from work or going to work.
Yeah.
Like, here's my question. Every night, I have an autistic son.
Right.
Every night, a part of his routine, about 8:30, we go for a drive, right? To settle him down, go for a drive at night. I'm not going to stop doing that drive because I don't get out of my car. Ever. We just do a little lap, about 20 minutes around the neighborhood. I'm just asking, am I going to get tickets just doing a lap? If I explain to the officer, look, this is my son. Like, this is to stop people from gathering. We're not gathering.
No,
we're just doing a lap of the neighborhood.
You would be under
because
the
it helps settle him to go to bed.
You would be under the category of the 19 people who were given warnings in Quebec on the weekend. You know what I mean? He'd be like, you know, you're supposed to stay in, but whatever. Right. I imagine.
Okay.
Unless you run into a guy who had a tough day.
Because I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I'm not breaking rules to break rules. I'm not gathering other people.
No, sure.
It just makes our life a lot easier, but it doesn't affect anybody else, no, so why would it matter?
I should have gone
and
done the research before, but there is some rules where you can't go with more than, you can stay within a kilometer radius of your home.
Right.
Like, would you be able to do your drive in that? Probably, just around like 1,000 laps of your neighborhood.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Which salad dressing reigns supreme? Now, are we going to count oil and... I know it is a dressing, but oil and vinegar? Like, can we just do... I don't know. There's too many categories of dressing. Like, are we doing creamy? Are we doing vinaigrettes?
So are we doing
balsamics?
Like, what do I usually go to?
I'll usually do a balsamic.
Like, yeah, see, I'm not big on balsamic.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
I like
Paul Newman balsamic's pretty good.
Paul Newman's dressings are pretty
good. Yeah, they are pretty
good. Yeah, I mean, a Newman's dressing.
Oh, my man knew how to make a dressing.
He sure did.
Yeah. And I think he had another crew, too. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Didn't he just make...
have you guys ever seen someone let a wild... Oh, we did that one. Have you ever had a penguin at your feeder? No.
At the bird feeder? No, we don't live that far north.
No. If you were able to transform yourself into a bird, which bird would you be?
Oh, like an eagle or something.
Yeah, something
cool.
Something cool. Hawk, eagle.
Does
like
the
that.
U.S. care about Falcon. The virus anymore? Probably some people do.
Yeah.
You got to remember what you see on the news are the most extreme of situations.
Yes.
For the most part, because the news stations want you to watch the news.
So they have to scare you.
Because it helps them. So they try and scare you.
Yeah. That's all it is.
Is it still a thing? Absolutely.
Sure.
But are people in the United States just running rampant like idiots all over the place? No.
Well, no, it also depends what state, county. Yeah. When the election was on, 2 months ago, more than now, they were doing exit polls on CNN of all places, and I think they were disappointed that more people weren't. The main thing wasn't the COVID virus,
right?
The main thing was the economy and jobs and stuff like that. I think they wanted everyone to be like, it's the worst, you know, and it wasn't. Yeah. And I think they were disappointed in that.
4,000 people dying a day, though.
It's great. Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. That's like 9/11 every day.
Yeah.
Or double that.
Double 9/11 every day. And that's, I don't know. It's pretty bat poop crazy.
It is.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the questions. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Who would have thought the lead singer of Default right there, Dallas Smith, would be Canada's biggest country star?
No, that's true.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd have to be aware of country charts or music to know that.
Sorry. He also runs funny.
What? What do you mean he runs funny?
I was doing an interview. Well, we did an interview with him one time, all the guys from Default one time. And at the end of the interview, they had to go to another radio station, do another interview. And so he ran across the street like to make the light. Man, that guy runs funny. Really? I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
It's like his jeans were too tight and he was afraid of slipping. We're like, look at that guy run. Yeah. Like, what is that? That looks painful. Yeah. Funny runner.
Some people just really have a hard time running. Like, you're like, wow, that's really difficult for you, just running. Like, I'm not talking about your lungs or the, like, I couldn't run long distance, but.
Just the motion.
I know how to run. Like, how do you not know how to run? I don't. But anyways, great show today. Thank you for all the interaction. Much appreciated.
All your bird facts, thank you.
Yes.
Your bird facts.
Yeah. Some heated text discussion about birds.
Why are birds popular, Jamie?
Because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Got birds everywhere.
You do. You really do, James.
Over. There's birds all over.
I didn't think of it that way, but now I will always think of it that way. So thank you. Speaking of everywhere, you can call from everywhere and leave a message on our voicemail anytime you want. The Dougie Line, 216-3849. Any topic. We love them. That's it, really, no? I think we're good, Ray. Follow the social podcast on iTunes. Anything else we got to hit up?
I think we're good there, Krishto.
All right. Jason?
Yeah, I think we're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a lovely day.
And you as well.
James?
Yeah.
You have a lovely day. The Biggs and Bar Show.